Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, and The Game Nashville app. We are live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studio, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook Sports. Now, it's a monumental day for Nashville Predators fans, for the city of Nashville, for the state of Tennessee tomorrow, as Pecorine's statue will be revealed at Bridgestone Arena. Now, this is the first ever statue of a professional athlete in the state of Tennessee. And joining us now is Scott Wise, who constructed Pecorine's statue. Now, Scott, you have had the opportunity to create some really special statues and works of art. You're a Clarksville native. You were able to honor your hometown of Clarksville after the tornado in 1999. You are a firefighter, and you got to construct a statue to honor some of the fallen firefighters in the state of Tennessee. And now you are tasked to create a statue of Pecorine. What did this project mean to you, considering you have so many very emotional statues and works of art in your repertoire?
Oh, it's huge. Huge. It's because I'm a huge Predators fan since day one. So, and especially with it being Pekka, because he's such a humble guy and everybody just loves Pekka and all the things that he's done for the community and for keeping, you know, in my opinion, sort of kind of keeping the hockey club in Nashville. And as a fan base, I just hope that, you know, everyone likes it as much as I enjoyed building it.
Walk us through the process from the very beginning until now. Tomorrow it'll be unveiled. What has that process been like from the very beginning until now?
Well, you know, they're building a new arena here in Clarksville, the F&M Arena, or F&M Bank Arena. And being a Preds fan, I wanted to have the possibility of, you know, some artwork outside. And then I got to thinking, well, there's really not, I mean, there's things out in front of the Bridgestone, but I thought it'd be great to have, you know, some artwork. I didn't really know what kind. So anyway, I had sent an email through the ranks of the Preds organization probably 2 years ago now. And not that it fell on deaf ears or anything, but they just didn't have any plans of doing anything like that. And just over a year ago, I got in contact with me, and they decided that once Pekka had retired, that was something that they wanted to do. So we started through the process of, you know, poses and different things like that. And then I do what I do as far as the sculpting of the clay and, you know, then going through those processes of going through making the pose that they wanted. And then it goes to a foundry. It's, you know, it goes in clay and then it goes into bronze. And now it's finished. But that took, you know, over a year.
We're talking with Clarksville native, excuse me, Scott Wise, who has been tasked to, sculpt out a massive sculpture, bronze statue of Pecorine, one of Nashville's Predators' famous players and arguably a guy that, while he was playing, he kept it all together for the Nashville Predators and helped them go on that run in 2017. But Scott, when you are tasked to do sculptures and statues like this, whether it be Pecorine, or, you know, you're erecting things for Clarksville and what they went through during tornadoes and memorializing fallen firefighters, as you are one yourself, how emotional is that for you?
Oh, it's, well, I'm a detailed person anyway, so it's well, you know, it hits home, especially the firefighter pieces, and then being such a big fan of the Preds, it's really hard to explain, really. It's just, I mean, it's, I want to make sure that they're right. Mm-hmm. So I'm so detailed about it. I live and breathe it, you know, until it's finished or until I'm satisfied, and then hopefully everyone else is.
So, Scott, how many people have seen it at this point? Like, we're all, I saw Pekka yesterday. He says he has not seen it. He said it on our broadcast. He hasn't seen it yet. So how many people besides you No, you know, I've seen the finished product.
The guys at the foundry, the ones that actually cast the piece. So there's three or four of those guys, but that's up in Indianapolis, so they're a little bit out of the area. But if, within the area, I would say maybe I'm going to go with 3 to 4 people.
Wow.
I've only seen photographs. I am the only one that's seen it actually in person.
Wow, that is exciting. All right, so Scott, I can only imagine what this is like when you're about to show this to everybody tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. And that's it's open to the public. I hope a lot of people come. I know a lot of people are coming down there. So you also said you've been a day one fan of the team. So what about the emotions tomorrow of the moment where you unveil this thing? Plus, you got a pretty big game. I mean, if the Predators win this game, it's good things are happening. So what about the nervous level for both?
They're both extreme. Probably more of the unveiling for me. Like I said, I enjoyed it so much creating the piece that I just hope everybody else enjoys it just as much. And from now on, I mean, it's in bronze. It's going to be here.
It's going to be here. You know, I saw.
Hopefully, it pleases everyone.
You know, I know it's going to work out well, Scott. You are the right guy to do this. I love the backstory of you've been involved. It's perfect. Because you've been watching for so long. So I think everybody's just going to dive into this thing. I am curious. You said it, and this is, I'm sure, something that all artists, grapple with when they're putting this together. You said, look, I want this to look like Pekka, right? So how did you go when you were going through that process? What are some of the things you tried to do it that way?
Portraiture is always the most difficult, especially with someone that's still alive. They're right there, so it has to be right. And with I'm trying to think, it's the end of February last year with the stadium series game. I had about an hour and a half with Pekka, and we took probably over 200 photographs all the way around him. So I worked from those four photographs, and the body, I got to use his gear. I mean, that, which was a great help. But when it came to the portraiture, I ended up cutting his head off and bringing it from the studio. I actually brought him home, and my stepdaughter is such a huge Pekka fan that I would have her come out, and my wife as well. They would come out into the little garage area where I was working on him. And when they were like, I don't think, when they came out that last time and said, it looks just like Pekka, I said, all right, I'm stopping.
Okay, there you go. So you had good people around you that helped you do it. All right, before we let you go, you mentioned you've been a fan for a long time. What got you into Predators hockey? How did you become a fan?
I used to love going to the Knights games.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it was back
I probably
in the
day, saw
so.
You at a game at some point there.
Yeah, you probably did. Yeah, it was. And I had family, in Chicago, actually, my uncles and stuff. And that was actually the first game I ever saw was a Blackhawks game. So, and when they came to Nashville, I was like, all right, it's on now. And I hope they stay from now on. So, and like I said, I've been there. I caught only one game that first season, but it got more and more every season. So,
awesome.
Really, it was just, like I said, the Knights.
The old Knights. That was the old Municipal Auditorium. And
yes, sir.
Who knew when I was in college going out to those games, like, someday we're going to have an NHL team here. I never would have thought that back then, but here we are.
I never would have either.
Back in the day, Scott Wise, Clarksville native, diehard Nashville Predators fan who is tasked with creating Pecorine's bronze statue that will be erected in front of Bridgestone Arena and unveiled tomorrow. Appreciate you for joining us, and enjoy the day tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Go Preds.
Coming up next, appreciate you for joining us. Coming up next, I want to get into just how massive of a day this really is for Predators fans, for the Nashville Predators franchise, for Pecorine, and plus the Predators got a win last night, what that means for the playoff standings, all that coming up next. Caroline Willie D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.